I just drew around.
Okay.
Change my position.
If I ask you, let's see. Well, no. If I ask you a question and you didn't know, but you knew somebody that knew the answer, excuse me, you might say, well, I don't know. You'd better
go ask so-and-so.
So I would go over and blank him.
I would go over and tell him after you found out.
And when I ask him the question, he might, if he'd seen me several times before, he might say, why you've me that several times?
Why do you repeat that several times?
And you've me that. You've you might say, you asked me that today, but you me that 3 or 4 times before. You
new black hat.
If a couple of boys are pretty rough, they might get together and have a. They might do something like that. They would be having a
shindig.
If somebody was wounded with a big knife, you'd say they were
stabbed.
If there were a funny picture on the blackboard, the teacher might ask, Who
drew that?
If you were going to get something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might use a pulley and a block and tackle to
pull it up.
Uh-huh. Or another way of saying that would be to
let it down.
Could you count to 20 very slowly? Just count to 20.
1, 2, 3, like that.
Uh-huh. And very slowly. And
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
The number after 26 is
27.
Could you count to 100 by tens?
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
If there's a line of men standing somewhere, you'd say the man at the head of the line is the
captain, our boss.
And after him is the... If you had a line of about 10 men, the one at the beginning would be the first man. The man after him would be the... you have the first man here, and the 10th man here, and in between you would have the...
team.
You might have, you'd have the first man in a line if there were 10 men here. And after the first man would come the
second man.
And then the
third man, fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man.
Uh-huh.
Nine men.